A proud sponsor of Insight on Business, the News Hour, is AARP Iowa. With over 370,000 members, AARP is helping families with a host of programs, from Fraud Watch to helping build more livable communities. Learn more at aarp.org.
Hey, welcome back to Insight on Business. Grateful that you're listening to us from wherever on the planet you happen to be. With me is Stacy Linen. Stacy is the director of development, means that she does the fundraising, the social media, all of the stuff, the marketing for a small but important nonprofit. It is called the Animal Lifeline of Iowa. It is a no-kill shelter, and surprise, surprise to you and to me, they've been around for 40 years. Stacy, welcome to the Business News Hour. Grateful that you're here with us.
Thanks for having me.
Well, okay, how come I've never heard of you guys before?
Good question. We are small but mighty in the work we do.
Yeah. You know, there are lots of animal shelters and things out there.
There are.
But you guys do some different stuff.
We do.
Like what?
We specialize in special needs. So those dogs and cats that need a little TLC before being adopted, pregnant, injured, ill, nursing, orphan babies that need bottle fed, a medical condition that needs controlled, like diabetes. We tackle those tougher cases that other rescues might not have the resources. We get them all fixed up and send them to great loving homes.
Well, that's above and beyond, really, because not many places do that, do they?
No, we're very fortunate in the work that we do that we can fundraise and be able to help them and give them a second chance that they deserve.
How many animals do you care for at a time? And are there limits? I mean, is it just cats and dogs, or you take donkeys, or what's going on here?
No donkeys.
Okay.
Just cats and dogs right now. And at any given time, we probably have 15 to 60 plus in the shelter, especially if, you know, it's kitten season.
Right.
And we adopt out, on average, 150 to 200 animals per year.
Really?
Yes.
And employees, how many folks work there?
We have about 15 part-time at the shelter, couple full-time. And then we have a handful of staff at our thrift shop.
Oh, you have a thrift shop?
We do.
Oh,
on the south side of Des Moines. We take in donated, gently used items and resell them, and the proceeds come over to help our mission.
That's all part of the entire work of the Animal Lifeline of Iowa. All right, Stacy, there are from time to time opportunities to do fundraising. And you were telling me you have a big deal that comes up in the fall.
We do.
Which is what?
This year, it's our 19th annual Paws and Claws benefit auction on Saturday, November 4th at the Marriott downtown. And it features a sit-down dinner, silent auction, live auction, and our famous dessert auction.
Ah, a dessert auction. You,
right.
You got me. And that's at the Marriott, right?
It is downtown.
And I suspect you'll let people know about that early on. So
oh,
they can
absolutely.
Get tickets
there's already some info on our website, yeah. And we will be selling tickets here in the next coming months as summer wraps up.
Stacy Linen is our guest. We will have links, of course, to the Animal Lifeline of Iowa up on the radio blog. All right. The reason that you and I kind of connected is somehow, and I don't know how it was, I got a flyer about an event that's coming up in August?
August 5th.
Wow, it's coming up.
Yeah, it is. We are having our first ever Comedians to the Rescue event on Saturday, August 5th at the Event Center West in West Des Moines, featuring three very great comedians. Jonathan May, who's a comedian magician, John Bush, and of course Willie Farrell. Going to do a special show for us to help us raise some money.
Good. And so this is happening on Saturday, August 5th. So it's coming up right away. And we'll have links, of course, back to the website so you can buy tickets there. And So did you think this one up?
I did not. One of our lovely board members did. So I'm just helping execute.
Okay. Yeah. Well, sometimes board members get some wild hairs and they say,
they do, but I think this is a good one.
Yeah, this is a good one. Well, it's kind of different. It's outside the stream. So it is Comedians to the Rescue. And again, we'll have links for all of this. What can people expect at this event? So other than...
lots of laughs.
Lots of chuckles, yeah.
I think it's just going to be a nice evening. It's a smaller event. We still have tickets available. Three very different acts throughout the evening. And just, you know, the opportunity to have some great fun with friends and raise money for special needs dogs and cats.
All right. I have to ask, is there the opportunity for adult beverages and...
absolutely.
I've just asked, you
absolutely.
Know.
Absolutely. And food. There'll be opportunity to purchase food. And yeah.
So you can make a night out of this.
Absolutely. Yep. Doors open at 6. So,
oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. We're there. Okay. So also, if ladies and gentlemen, I don't know about you. Sometimes I don't do the online registration. So I asked Stacy if there was a way in which you could mail a check. And even if you're not going to Comedians to the Rescue in August, if you want to support the Animal Lifeline of Iowa, you can always send them a check, right?
Oh, we take checks.
We do.
365 days
a year. All right, here you go. Here's the address. It's Post Office Box 12. That's Post Office Box 12, Carlisle, Iowa, 50047. That's 50047 for those checks. For not only Comedians to the Rescue, but also just in support of the Animal Lifeline of Iowa. So what kind of budget do you guys work with? We'll get to the business side of this
right.
now.
So on an annual basis, we hover right over the $500,000 mark.
Wow.
And on our website, we publish everything. We are an open book. We have our annual report. We have our tax returns. So, you know, if you want to get into the nitty gritty and learn more about us, it's all there. We are... GuideStar rated, we are Better Business Bureau rated, so we really try to dot our I's and cross our T's.
Yeah, yeah, and board members are all volunteers, I suspect.
Absolutely, yep.
How many?
I think we are sitting at 10 currently, and always looking for more.
Oh, really?
Absolutely.
All right. Got to be an animal lover, kids, if you're going to be a board member of the Animal Lifeline. How involved are board members? You know, I've served on boards, I've chaired boards, I've been a CEO of a nonprofit in the past, sure. And I can tell you that there's various levels of involvement, yeah?
Right. Oh, absolutely. Currently, our board, I would classify them as more of a fundraising and oversight board.
Good.
They really dig their teeth into making our benefit auction in the fall successful, and that's the primary work that they do currently, besides the oversight part.
And how long are board terms? I mean, you can be there for a while?
3 years, yeah. With the opportunity to serve 2 consecutive 3-year terms.
I want to go back to the mission of Animal Lifeline of Iowa. This is, again, ladies and gentlemen, we're talking about a no-kill shelter. So you're not disposing of these animals when they come to you sick or injured. You attempt to heal them and get them out of there.
Oh, yeah. Absolutely. We give them every fighting chance that they deserve. We have a wonderful veterinary partnership throughout the community in various clinics who, you know, go above and beyond for us and making sure that the animals get the services that they need.
It is a special calling, I guess, because not everybody wants that old dog or old cat.
Oh, for sure.
And, you know, sometimes owners pass away and they have a dog or a cat and folks don't know what to do with them.
Oh, absolutely. We actually have a little guy who was originally adopted from us who had to come back for a similar situation.
Really?
I think they were going into assisted living. So now he's a little old dog, and he needs another home, and we're going to find it for
and
him.
And how do you market these critters? I suspect on the website with heart-tugging descriptions.
Oh, yes, of course, and photos. We use our website. We have social media. And, you know, sometimes there's homes that only want to adopt those types of animals who maybe not might not be as marketable to some. So we have a great group of followers, but we'd love to grow that to expand our reach even more and help more animals. So yeah, we always find them homes. There's no clock that's ticking right for them.
Well, don't, we are at our limit, by the way. I need to tell you.
We could change that.
I don't even talk about that because, you know, every once in a while, my bride will share a photograph of some critter out there. She says, "Isn't this just the cutest thing?"
Yeah.
And you're going, "Yeah, but."
Maybe I'll send her a letter.
Right. Her name is Stacy Linen, ladies and gentlemen. It is the Animal Lifeline of Iowa, no-kill shelter, based in the greater Des Moines area. How many of these no-kill shelters are there, you think?
Actual no-kill shelters in the metro with brick-and-mortar buildings?
Not much, huh?
Two or three of us,
really?
Maybe?
Yeah.
I think everyone makes a solid effort to not
sure.
have to do that, but times are hard right now in animal rescue.
Yeah, times are a little difficult. Let's talk about that for just what do the times mean with the economy? And I suspect there are people who have turned in animals because they feel like they can't care for them any longer.
We get several calls a day.
Really?
From families who need to relinquish pets because either they're in a housing crisis, they can't find affordable housing that allows their pets, or veterinary care has become extremely expensive and they can't afford that, but they know that they need their pet needs help. And in the industry as a whole, we are just seeing record number of relinquishments and incoming animals, almost similar to what we were seeing in the 90s.
Really?
Yeah. So it's going to take a valiant effort by the community to help us overcome. And, you know, one of the biggest obstacles is spay and neuter your pets.
Yeah, please.
So we don't continue to have unwanted litters in mass quantities.
Right. And you just got some litters in, didn't you? And then the puppies are gone?
Yeah, we had a litter of 10 puppies born at the shelter, and they all just went home, and so did Mommy Dog. She found a loving home. We had about 6 litters of kittens all go home at about the same time. So now we're
That's
just...
a lot of work to all this.
Our staff really, really was put to task recently to manage all of the littles running around.
And there's nothing like puppy breath, ladies and gentlemen. I was in Pennsylvania recently, and I was at a place, and they had some puppies, and get your puppy fix.
Right, and when there's 10 of them,
you get a lot of fixes, yeah. Her name is Stacy Linen, ladies and gentlemen. The place is called the Animal Lifeline of Iowa. She's the director of development. We've been talking about the no-kill shelter. Also, Comedians to the Rescue, which is happening on Saturday, August 5. So that's going to be happening in West Des Moines. We want you to get your tickets as soon as possible. Once again, that address, if you want to mail a check, which is always really cool, is P.O. Box 12, Carlisle, Iowa, 50047. Final question for you, Stacy. What's the best part of your job?
The success stories.
Yeah.
Seeing an animal come in with a significant illness or injury that our staff and our partners have just went to bat for, and seeing that animal come out of the issue and go to a loving home that they are then with for 10, 15, 20 years, that's the best part.
Yeah, I lied. I said final question. I've got one more. So recently, there's been conversations, I know, all over the greater Des Moines, all over Iowa, as a matter of fact. You know, you can sell all kinds of fireworks all over the place, but many cities say, don't shoot them off here. Do you see an uptick in critters being turned in or found after 4th of July festivities because dogs get freaked out and
right.
run away?
We don't necessarily see incoming because we don't handle animal control, but we definitely see an uptick of calls and people stopping by because their animal is missing and they're just checking to see if they might have come to us. So yes, it's definitely a battle that everyone kind of fights every July.
Yeah, and I know people in my community are taking a look at the possibility of doing a fireworks show without the report, without the bang.
Oh.
Because they do make fireworks that way.
Yeah.
So you get the light, but you don't have the bang.
One of my dogs would greatly appreciate
that.
Yeah,
I think ours would, ours would as well. Stacy, thanks so very much for spending time with us. I appreciate that.
Thank you.
That, once again, is the voice of Stacy Linen. She is the Director of Development for the Animal Lifeline of Iowa. A no-kill shelter reminder, the big comedy event is Saturday, August 5th in West Des Moines. We'll have links to all of that, as well as their big annual meeting, which happens on Saturday, November 4th, downtown at the Marriott. Well, that's a wrap for today. Thanks so very much for being with us. For all of us that put this together each and every day, Chap Ramsey is our production coordinator, sales and marketing, Aaron Libby. The voice of the Business News Hour is Hunter Pease, and the music you're listening to right now is arranged, composed, and conducted by our friend James Goodlett of Jam Good Productions. For all those folks and for Stacy Linen, my name is Michael Libby. Have yourself a great day. Be safe, be well, be careful. Most of all, be good to your fellow man. Good day.